This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from a suicide bomb attack at a busy checkpoint in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has risen to at least 80. More than 90 others were wounded. An explosives-laden vehicle blew up in the middle of a checkpoint where nearly 100 vehicles and rickshaws were waiting in line. Authorities said it was the deadliest incident to hit the capital in months. A Taliban force today raided an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gunfire attack happened in mainly Taliban-controlled Helmand province. An insurgent spokesman claimed Taliban fighters overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The insurgents this week have carried out repeated attacks against government forces in different provinces. An assault on Monday killed an American Special Forces member in Kunduz province. North Korea has begun a closely watched ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un amid signs Pyongyang is set to announce a firmer stance toward the United States. Kim is widely expected in the next week to announce his plans for North Korea following the expiration of its self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer a better proposal stalled nuclear talks. North Korea has boycotted nuclear talks for months and threatened recently to resume long-range missile and nuclear tests. An official said earlier this month that denuclearization is off the negotiating table. Those threats, mostly made by lower-level officials, are widely seen as an attempt to increase pressure on the United States ahead of North Korea's deadline. Russia's defense ministry says it has deployed its first intercontinental hypersonic nuclear-capable missiles. President Putin has boasted the weapon, which can travel 27 times the speed of sound, puts Moscow in a weapons class of its own. VOA News. Thousands of protesters opposed to the French government's plan to revamp the retirement system marched through Paris, the 24th day of crippling strikes. AP correspondent Zuria Shackley has more.
In an unusual gesture, unions organizing the march asked Yellow Vest protesters to join them. The march coincided with the 59th consecutive Saturday of marches by the Yellow Vest movement that seeks social and economic justice. Brief scuffles marred the union march as individuals, some wearing masks, burned construction materials along the route. President Emmanuel Macron wants to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 and rid the complex system of 42 special categories, notably rail and bus and metro employees, with their own rules. I'm Zeria Shakili.
A federal appeals court has upheld the designation of a conservation area in the Atlantic Ocean, which is opposed by commercial fishermen. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
In 2016, former President Barack Obama designated 5,000 square miles of ocean off the coast of Massachusetts the home of deep-sea coral and vulnerable species of marine life as the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument. Fishing groups sued, saying that monuments are on land, not in the sea, and the government should not control ocean space. A federal judge had dismissed the lawsuit, and now the D.C. District Court of Appeals upheld that decision. The National Resources Defense Council is applauding the ruling, which will help protect endangered whales, Atlantic puffins, and deep-sea coral. The fishing groups are considering another appeal. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An American astronaut has set a new mark for the longest spaceflight by a female. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
NASA officials say Christina Cook has broken the 288-day record set by former space station commander Peggy Whitson. The 40-year-old Cook, who's an electrical engineer from Montana, has been in space since March 15th. She's expected to spend a total of 328 days on board the space station. Before breaking the endurance record for a woman in space, Cook set another milestone as part of the first all-female spacewalking team in October. I'm Shelley Antler.
Kazakhstan is observing a national day of mourning a day after 12 people died when a passenger jet crashed shortly after takeoff from Almaty Airport. The plane carrying nearly 100 passengers was operated by budget carrier Bek Air and was torn apart when it slammed into a building. In the capital Nur-Sultan, Kazakhstan's largest flag was at half-staff, while officials made urgent appeals for blood donations to help injured survivors. An investigation of the tragedy is underway. Marissa Melton, VOA News.